Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 10 of Spy Family Season 2. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. Alright, so last we left off, it seems like that whole business on the boat was really finished. You know, Yor managed to protect her client, Anya managed to help, and Lloyd sort of got sucked into that whole bomb plot, but managed to defuse things. So I guess the real question now is, what next? And from the looks of things, it would seem as though everybody's about to get some well-deserved rest and relaxation at this, lovely resort town. You know, if I had to guess, this place would probably be analogous to something like Italy, because I know, generally speaking, Spy Family takes place in, like, an alternate, you know, 1960s Eastern Europe sort of thing, so, you know, if you're going somewhere nice in Europe, sort of, like, nice and resort-ish, I'd imagine, like Italy, the Mediterranean, or the Iberian Peninsula, or something like that would be the usual suspects. And you know, this is also interesting because this is the first time Yor and Lloyd really get to interact with each other. You know, it's something of a surprise that she's got the day off. And, unfortunately, Lloyd's being a little bit too observant, you know, like, hey, your face is kind of swollen. Surely, it couldn't have been all the times you were struck in the face. I mean, considering the beatdown she went through, you know, she's in pretty good shape. But then again, you know, we do know she can be shot in the posterior and still make an effort of going through her day, you know. I've never been shot, but I can certainly imagine that gunshot wounds, hurt a fair bit. So, it would seem as though we're in for a bit of a nice little montage. You know, family doing family things. This is kind of interesting, you know, I'd almost expect to see something like this in more like a film that could spare the runtime. You know, well, maybe not spare the runtime, maybe that's a weird way of saying it, but I don't know. Normally in like episodic TV and stuff like that, you're working in such strict constraints and you don't have, you know, the real estate, so to speak, that you can't afford to do something like this. You know, you could be adding in dialogue, developing things and all that, but I guess in its own sort of way, this is doing the job, you know. After the comparative amount of action in the previous few odd episodes, things are now peaceful, And, you know, we don't get a whole lot of interaction between Lloyd and Yor in terms of, you know, being husband and wife. Not all that much, anyway. And, you know, it's not like we're getting a whole lot now, but there are, like, little bits of interaction, even if it's silent. Yeah, you know, it's nice that they're both finally enjoying themselves, and I think it is telling that they are both enjoying themselves. You know, that was sort of, like the point to that whole previous arc on the boat. Yor was worried about family getting in the way, but now she sort of realizes that maybe having a family is the point. And Lloyd, likewise, you know, he doesn't have a bee in his bonnet about family necessarily, but he did sort of slip up and say he was doing this for family rather than for the mission, which, you know, that's kind of telling. So I guess, here's a fair bit of conflict. You know, Yor needs to hide all the wounds she's suffered. And, you know, that kind of rules out wearing a bathing suit. But if you wear, like, a wetsuit, that, you know, based on that picture, it covers you down to, like, your knees and elbows. So, you know, you can make do with that. I'd imagine snorkeling in a sort of tropical environment would be, something else. You know, I'm no expert or anything like that, but, there's a lot of interesting critters that live in the sea, you know. Like, fish are kind of interesting. They're not particularly smart creatures, but there's an astonishing variety of them. And, you know, I guess no vacation would be complete without Yor sort of misjudging her own strength. Anya's really fortunate that Lloyd is also hyper-competent in his own way. You know, who would really imagine that he knows how to surf properly? Yeah, that is sort of an interesting incident where Yor doesn't know her own strength, you know. It's kind of a hard thing to play off as an accident. So it's only sensible, I guess, that Yor would be sort of tuckered out. You know, I mean, she admits it herself, but I think she's right. We haven't really seen her, do any sort of sleeping or resting or anything. And she's been up for like, what, like a solid, you know, 48, 60 hours, something like that. It's kind of unfortunate that Lloyd has to carry them both around, but if nothing else, you know, it is kind of cute. So, That's a knowing smile right there. That's the sort of smile you give when, you know, you're happy your wife is bonding with your daughter, even if, you know, it's not strictly real at the outset. You know, I'm digging this episode. I almost hate to say it, but I've been kind of down on this season, personally. I feel like it's, not quite as good as the first, you know. And if I had to nail down anything, I think I would have to go with pacing as being the biggest issue, but that aside, I think this episode has a nice, sedate pace that contrasts nicely with how comparatively fast-paced the previous few episodes were. That said, you know, I think maybe some of the pacing could have been better in the previous episodes. I feel like some stuff could have been done quicker or made snappier through editing. But, probably not that big a deal in the long run. So I'm wondering if that was just sort of like our one obligatory frame of Frankie. Because, you know, we know what the poor guy got up to. And I feel like he needs a break. Although I guess more interesting than what Frankie was up to, you know, that whole business on the Lorelei has national security implications. You know, wise. You know, it from their point of view, it probably doesn't have to do with national security necessarily, but it's not something they can rule out of hand, you know. It's something they kind of have to investigate. And I guess now that the handler's bringing it up, that is unfortunate that Lloyd was on vacation and, you know, even then he had to deal with a bomb plot. Like, that really does suck, you know. There is no rest for the wicked. Or, more accurately, no good deed goes unpunished. Now that's nice. You know, that Anya would just sort of, commemorate the vacation with the crayon drawing. I mean, I can say with certainty that my art skills haven't progressed far beyond what Anya's capable of. So this is an interesting thing. All of Yor's co-workers are jealous because, so far as they know, Yor was doing this as a part of her job. You know, not realizing that it's a part of the other job. And, oh, poor Yor. I don't think she has that good a taste in picking out souvenirs. Yeah, you know, this is, noticing a bit of a pattern. That blonde coworker, I don't recall her name, but she is rather, stuck up. Although, you know, Anya definitely influenced this decision. Oh, Camilla, that was her name. Yeah, so that's unfortunate. So now I mean, this is a dilemma, you know. How do you rectify this? Do you swap around the gifts you got for people to appease your stupid coworkers? I mean, it seems like she's definitely considering it, and I feel like that's not necessarily the best approach. So it seems like Yuri got over his cold. Good for him. Yeah, now that's a clever little bit of writing there. Like, hey, are you a psychic? Can you read my mind? You know, it turns out you don't need to be a psychic to read his mind. You know, I'm wondering if all his co-workers sort of think that whenever he's in an exceptionally good mood, it must be related to his sister. And, you know, that being the case, do they find it weird? Because I feel like, you know, to a degree, that's a little eccentric. So, you know, it's interesting that Lloyd has to set all this stuff out every time Yuri visits. Because, I mean, as an outsider looking in, I feel like that's, a little bit eccentric in their own way, too. I mean, like, the lovey-dovey pillows, matching pajamas, all that, like, you know, give it a rest. I don't think real couples do that stuff. So I guess the interesting thing here is that now that Anya's hanging out with all these rich kids at Eden Academy, you know, her vacation is no doubt not that remarkable, and perhaps even a little lackluster compared to, say, Becky or Damien, you know. Like, some kid in the background was mentioning Picasso's works and, you know, getting to see them, so, like, I'd imagine that would be like going to the spy family equivalent of the Louvre or something like that. So she's talking up the cruise like it was some big, epic, swashbuckling adventure on the high seas. Which, to some degree, it was, but, Alright, so this is what Anya thinks will happen. You know, everybody will be so impressed, but, You know, unfortunately, I don't think reality is going to follow her plan. I mean, at least her heart is in the right place. She's trying to impress her classmates and make friends and all that, but... Yeah, there we go. You know, Becky says, hey, that's, nothing special. And, you know, Becky's been on that very same boat, no less. Yeah. Oh, dear. So, you know, even the Imperial Suite on the Princess Lorelei was not good enough for Becky. And, you know, as Anya put it, she stayed in a third-class jail cell. So it seems like this is almost the inverse, where everybody's rubbing all the cool things they did in Anya's face. And, no doubt she's feeling a little jealous. Although that said, you know, Becky, it seems as though she has by far and away the best sort of vacation story. Meeting a famous actress and all that. I mean, that's gotta be pretty interesting. Oh, no. I think I know where this is going. Anya's gonna spill the beans and, it's not going to be very elegant, for want of a better term. You know, I feel like maybe, describing assassinations and bombs and all that, probably not appropriate for school. I mean, Anya name drops Barnaby like that's supposed to mean something to anybody. And it's probably a very good thing that they don't know him. Oh dear. So, I guess this is better than talking about the bomb plot and everything, you know, just sort of lying. Even if there is some truth to it. So I guess that's the big thing, you know, there's no corroborating evidence. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, nobody's gonna believe a thing she says, and I feel like, it's gonna have some sort of negative impact. Oh, dear. So, you know, there were elements of her story that were true, but, you know, she certainly fabricated large swaths of it. You know, it's kind of sad in a way. You know, she just wants recognition and friends and all that, but, So I guess it's interesting that Damien's paying her a little bit more attention than everyone else. After all... You know, lest we forget, seeing things through Damien vision is kind of a break from reality, too. Oh, dear. So, you know, I guess if nothing else, now that Anya's feeling down, this is the golden opportunity for Damien to sort of say something mildly reassuring. You know, he's never quite able to be nice, at least not at this stage in the game, but I feel like, you know, he could do something good here. Oh boy. So, Yuri, I feel like, you know, maybe it was a mistake to give him food as a souvenir, seeing as how he was so willing to treasure it forever. I mean, generally speaking, you do have to eat food before it expires. Although I feel like in Yuri's case, it wouldn't matter one way or the other. So, you know, it's kind of unfortunate, but Anya's in a position where she can't really tell the truth about a whole lot of stuff, lest it arouse suspicion. But at the same time, you know, this is also kind of a hard lesson to learn. Yeah, you know, I don't think this advice is actually gonna sink in. And at least Lloyd's tactful enough not to dole it out. And I guess, surprisingly, Yuri's being somewhat tactful too, if only because he would otherwise get himself into trouble. Wow. Okay. You know, That wasn't a very tactful thing to say, I don't think. I mean, I guess the one benefit here is that Anya gets all this unfiltered information anyways. But man, this is a very uncomfortable atmosphere that's developing. What a horrible place to be a mind reader. You know, I like the takeaway that lying isn't bad, it's just too much work. That's very clearly the right lesson to draw from all of this. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.